This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Think of it. If you never got sick and you were never tested in your life, you would never have said, Ya Rabb. You would never have turned to Allah in desperation. Don't ever think that the calamity or the sickness or the illness is bad for you. Don't ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't love you. Don't read Allah's message wrong. Rather, the message behind the sickness and the illness and the calamity is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and He wants you to raise your hand and call to Him, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, my brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a story that is mentioned that a person once, he claimed that Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't exist. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. A man claimed that Allah doesn't exist. So a righteous man, he came to him and he questioned him. He said to him, why do you say so? Why do you believe that Allah doesn't exist? So he responded and he said to him, look at everyone's problems. Look, everyone is sick, everyone is ill, everyone is going through hardship, difficulty, poverty. Where is Allah to solve the people's problems? Therefore, Allah doesn't exist. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So the next day, this righteous man, he went back to this person that has disbelieved in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this righteous man, he said to this disbeliever, he said to him, I don't believe that hairdressers exist in this country. So this disbeliever said to him, why do you say so? He said, look at the people's hair. Look at the people's hair. It's disheveled. It's nasty looking. It's ugly. It's long. It's out of place. I believe there are no hairdressers in this country. Look at the people's hair. So the disbeliever, he said to him, of course there are hairdressers. But people don't go to them. People don't want to enter the door of the salon and have a haircut. So then the righteous man, he said to him, aha, Allah Azza wa Jal does exist, but the people that have been affected with calamity don't want to turn to Allah, don't want to ask from Allah. They don't visit the house of Allah. They don't enter upon Allah Azza wa Jal and raise their hand and request. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the hadith, marra bi qawmin mubtalain, he came past a qawm, a tribe that were tested with intense calamities, sicknesses, diseases, poverty, whatever it is, they were tested with intense calamities. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them, and he said, surprised, he said, أَمَا كَانَ هَؤُلَاء يَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. But didn't these people ever once ask Allah for protection, for al-afiyah? Even the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us in this hadith that asking Allah al-afiyah, asking Allah to give you protection, is a reason for why He removes calamities and sicknesses and illnesses. You don't know what's best for you, just ask. And don't give up. Don't lose your faith and trust in Allah. As I said to you, ash-shaytan is going to take advantage of this weak moment in your life. When you're diagnosed with a chronic illness, a sickness, a disease, coronavirus, whatever it is, ash-shaytan is going to take advantage of this moment. And he's going to tell you, forget it. Your dua is not working. Your dhikr is not working. Khalas, forget it. A'udhu billah. Say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. And read Allah's message correct. Allah loves you. Allah wants good for you. At the end of the day, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, Rahim, Wadud, Latifun bi'ibadih. He wants you to come back. So if you gave up your old habits that are bad and sinful, and you turn to Allah with a heart full of remorse and regret, and in desperation, and you're seeking Allah's mercy and forgiveness and acceptance, that's it, you're doing good. You are doing perfect and excellent, and bi-idhnillah, you pass this calamity. Subhanallah. So the calamities, my brothers and sisters in Islam, think of it like a traffic officer. You know, when you're about to deviate and go off the course, the traffic officer is there to direct you to the right path. That's what the calamity is here for. It's to direct us to the right path. Up, don't go left or right. Keep going straight. Keep going straight. It brings you back to Allah Azza wa Jal, back to the straight path.